Welcome back to the Board of Forestry virtual meeting room. A reminder for members of the public that if they would like to submit written testimony for information items presented at this meeting, to send in your comments by September 22nd so they can be included with the meeting record. So we are going to be talking about the climate change and carbon plan, and I'm going to kick us off with a few comments of my own. First, I would want to acknowledge all the work that has gone into this plan so far. I think the current version is looking quite good. Big thanks to Danny Norlander, who has done a fine job trying to incorporate a large amount of input. And thanks to all of you who have provided input so far. I have been impressed by the thoughtful input from both climate activists and representatives of the timber industry. I did see a lot of confusion by some about exactly what this document is and what it really could or should, or what really could or should be in it. I think calling it a plan is a bit confusing. I would describe it as more of a vision. The specific actions that the CCCP envisions are the authority of the Board of Forestry, and staff is not in the position to do much of what has been requested by some. It will be the board who can authorize the specific actions many would like us to take. If we can adopt this plan, the department and the board will then be set to move ahead authorizing specific actions next year as part of the development of the department's work plans. If we adopt this plan, the board and the department can also then work together early next year to develop policy option packages to seek funding from the legislature where needed. With that in mind, it's my suggestion that we not quibble too much or try to overwork this document. The real work starts once we have this document adopted. I also want to acknowledge the concern by many about possible unintended consequences. I think those concerns are absolutely valid. As the plan makes clear, there is a lot of science involved that is complex and still evolving, and therefore we face a ton of uncertainty. We have to be super careful with both what and how we incent, and that obviously is even more true for any new possible regulations. We need to stay closely attuned to the evolving science and incorporate it. Above all, we need to be humble in this process. I'll repeat that. We need to be humble. We also are going to need to really focus on fairness. At the same time, it is my belief that the uncertainties and challenges we face in no way justify a failure to act. Regardless, this is not a short-term project. It will have a long arc with stakeholder input and involvement all along the way. With that said, I also want to mention that this is a foundational step to the board's next big project, updating the forestry plan for Oregon. This is the strategic document for the board that lays out our goals. The current version was completed in 2011 and is overdue for an update. I look forward to working with the department leadership, fellow board members, and our stakeholders as we embark on that very big and very important project. And this gets the conversation started. Thank you. Robin, I think you're up next.
Thanks, Chair Kelly. Hello, everybody, members of the board, department chairs, and the public. My name is Robin Harkless, and I'm with the National Policy Consensus Center, a program called Oregon Consensus that's housed at Portland State University. And our program's had a role in facilitating the efforts to develop this plan, engage stakeholders at one piece of the process, and then work with the board to prepare for today's dialogue. We will also have a role in continuing to support the support facilitating the progress of this plan. And as Board Chair Kelly mentioned, the arc of this is much longer than today's conversation, although today is a very important milestone for the board and for this plan. So I would just like to contextualize that. The goal, the aim for today, if I were to frame it, is really to allow the board to sort of reflect on the draft as it is, as sort of final stages of the draft, and to determine how this aligns with your policy priorities and where there may be gaps. This will be really informing to the agency, the department, as they work to finalize this for approval at a later board meeting. My understanding is that this will likely come back before you in kind of a final draft state in November, but Danny and his team can update that a little bit more specifically. So today is a conversation for the board to reflect on, from a policy perspective, how this is aligning with your priorities. You also have a retreat in October at which you'll be looking kind of at the broader context of work before you, and inevitably this conversation will continue at that time. The other piece for today is to hear from the executive team of the department to talk about how they see the scaffolding for action out of this, what Chair Kelly and others have called sort of a roadmap. So how do you translate this to action? And they will have some ideas and thoughts to share and insights to share on that today. But also I know are interested in engaging with the board in some ideas that you may have. And you might think of this still in a little bit of a brainstorming phase as you all start to work toward actualizing this plan. But the first stop really is for you to determine if it's approvable, if this is the right framework, if this is the right policy framework for you. And then that can lead to the next steps around really articulating the actions and operationalizing the plan. You'll also have an opportunity to hear public testimony today. I know there's been a lot of input so far through both written comments on the plan and also a series of kind of informal and formalized stakeholder engagement conversations and other work that the department has done to engage others in helping to shape this. So we'll have another opportunity to hear from members of the public again today. And again, we'll round this out with hopefully a dialogue, hopefully a rich dialogue between the board and the department about how you move this forward, what the next steps are. So I appreciate being here with all of you. And I think I'll turn it over now to John and Danny.